Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to the first mini-sode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. In this mini episode, we are going to be talking all about a little bit of a tangent that is related to something currently happening in my business. And so the topic for today is all about the power, the value, and the importance of collaboration, of working together, and of supporting each other as knit and crochet pattern designers. So the reason that this is all coming up and I decided to go ahead and share it now, even though I have a whole list of episodes that I am going to be sharing, is because of a project that I guess I've sort of just launched. I've been working with members inside of the design circle to create a brand new publication with knit and crochet patterns. And this publication is really focused on restructuring the relationship between publications and designers. So it's really focusing on the designer, making them completely part of the publication process. They're involved in every part of the decision process. And it just makes them more comfortable and excited about the project and involved and interested and invested. So this is something we've been creating as a group of 14 designers. And a couple weeks ago, we launched our Kickstarter campaign. And it's been very exciting. But this project has just reminded me again of why I get so excited and passionate about collaborations, about working together and supporting each other and not working in our own little silos by ourselves. Okay, so let's talk about this of working together. I'm sure this will become a topic on future podcast episodes. Because this is something I am so passionate about, but the power and the value of supporting each other is, yes, it's a community-wide thing, but it affects us so much as individuals. As knitting pattern designers, we're working online most often by ourselves from our home, and it can get to feeling really lonely. It can also get to feel like everybody else has got it figured out and they're doing amazing and being successful, and somehow you're missing something. And so just starting to have more of these connections and support with other designers is so valuable because it helps you to feel seen and understood, to realize you aren't alone. And well, I guess it's obvious to feel supported. and that is so, so powerful in our work. Yes, running a business, designing patterns, there's a lot of technical aspects to it. There's a lot of strategy, business strategy, all of that. But there is also a lot of mindset that's involved in it. When we feel discouraged and like we're not good enough and our work isn't valuable, we're not going to show up the way that we should. We're not going to feel confident in our work and be interested in sharing it. We're going to downplay what we've created. We're not going to attract people to really want to purchase from us if we're down in ourselves. And working with other people can really help boost our confidence, boost our excitement, boost our enjoyment in what we're doing. Just because all of that of bouncing our ideas off of each other, of having cheerleaders to help you along the way, it's so powerful and valuable. And, you know, it's one of those things we can't put a price tag to, but at an emotional level, and side note, emotions are really important. At an emotional level, it is so valuable. So I guess my main example, of course, is the Design Circle. That's a community that I started maybe like 8 months ago now. I'm not looking at a calendar. I don't remember exactly. But the reason that I really started it was because I couldn't find a place where I really felt supported as a designer, where I really felt encouraged, where I could ask absolutely anything and complain about the hard stuff of business and feel okay without it. Like it was okay to be vulnerable, and I wasn't being annoying or something like that. And I've been in groups where I've gone forward and asked questions, and then I'm just made to feel like I'm unintelligent, or the folks don't want to answer the questions. And so then I'm just left feeling empty and defeated and frustrated. And so a big part of why I created the Design Circle was to create an environment that really helped designers feel supported and cared for and understood and seen. And I'm so happy. I don't even know, so happy that the feedback that I've gotten from designers is that is exactly what the space is. That when you feel frustrated or upset or confused, you can go into the group and express that. You can ask for help. You can ask what other people are doing that's working or that isn't working so that you know how to change your strategy. And you can share things you're excited about. And there's actually people that are excited with you and for you and cheerleading you on. And I just think that moral support is so valuable. Okay, so then, of course, I was talking about In Tandem, the publication that I'm working on with other designers. And it's just been another reminder of how important and valuable and powerful it is to be working with other designers. I've received so many different messages from designers that are involved in the process and that are designing for one or two of the first four issues, and talking about how they're creating something that they never thought would be possible. They're publishing a book with a group of other designers that they never would have thought that would have been possible. They had dreams of self-publishing a book previously of their own and given up because it felt too hard. But when we come together as a group and we're supporting each other, it is possible. So much more is possible when we come together and work together and support each other and help each other. And I just love that so much, that we don't have to work alone in our own little silos and get frustrated and lonely and give up on these big dreams, because we can work together. We can come together and support each other and collaborate. And just amazing. Dreams really can come true. And having a group of people around you that support you helps you to believe in your own dreams, helps you to believe that it is possible. And when you believe that, you're more likely to take the action to actually make it a reality. If you don't believe that it's possible, it's going to be a lot harder to actually take the action. You're going to push it aside, procrastinate, feel like it's not actually possible, and you might not even do it. And then another thing that I'm loving about working together, and this is, you know, like the design along in the Design Circle, that's where we meet for a whole month. We meet twice a week and talk about design ideas, ask design questions, really dig in deep on video calls so that we're talking back and forth with each other live. And that process allows designers to feel like they can try something new that feels difficult, that they wouldn't try otherwise, because it would feel too hard. But when they have this support group around them who's able to answer their questions, to support them, to help them, to direct them to the right resources, suddenly they feel empowered to take action that felt impossible previously. And I'm seeing the exact same thing inside of the publication. Folks are designing things that they haven't designed before. And they're feeling confident about it, totally feeling like they have it under control. They know where to go to ask for help. And so it's not this big, daunting, intimidating task. So I think that's really all I have for you. There's a reason I called it a mini-sode, but I just want to remind you the power of connecting with other people, of surrounding yourself with folks who really value your work, that understand your work. There's a lot of people that don't get what we're doing. They don't understand running your own business. They don't understand designing patterns. And so while they might support and encourage you, it's not the same. So if you're not already, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to surround yourself with supportive people who understand, who get it, who can help you and encourage you and move you along the way. If you don't have friends in your network, you can start, reaching out to different designers and creating those relationships. But of course, you can also join the design circle. If the doors aren't currently open while you're listening to this mini-sode, there's a wait list available on the website. I'll go ahead and have the website linked in the description, but that is snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. Snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, KNITS.com/design-circle. And that is such an amazing supportive community of designers uplifting each other, excited about collaborating and creating new opportunities that bring dreams that felt impossible to life. So I want you to feel encouraged. I want you to know that you can do it. You are creating beautiful, amazing work, and what you dream is possible. If you're interested in learning more about the In Tandem publication project, there is a link in the description as well for the Kickstarter campaign. The campaign is open through the end of May, or May 30th, I think, actually. And the campaign is raising funds to cover the upfront costs of photography and modeling to make this project a reality. All right, I'll see you on the next one. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.